The Martej formations were named in the early 1940s when the first group of scouts, the Desert Sweepers, explored the Negev. Members of the group reached the small Martej during their travels and gave it its name based on its resemblance to a mortar, Martej in Hebrew, and pestle. Later, the large Martej was discovered. The Ramon area still remained a terra incognita, controlled by the Bedouin tribe of Al-Azazmeh. In 1945, the Ramon Martej was discovered by a second group of scouts who wanted to cross the central Negev for the first time from Revivim to Rashrash, modern-day Eilat. The group consisted of 14 young scouts, accompanied by two Bedouin with camels. One of the scouts was Shimon Persky, later Shimon Peres, may he rest in peace. After seeing Martej Ramon for the first time, Peres wrote in his diary, "A large wadi resembles a lake without water. The colors seem unreal. The rugged mountains are sharp and triangular. The rocks, flaming to pale red, ultramarine to soft blue, gray and drab, rise to a great height, each in its own way. Some detached, others stand together. Some with broad shoulders and a narrow head. Others lean to one side, as if, God forbid, they may fall or roll from side to side. And below, on the ground, is fair sand, seemingly moist and soft. And notice the pitch-black gravel hills within. One of the hills is similar in size and shape to the Tabor, but is pitch-black, as if it has no global regulation. A world so closed and tightly packed with fanciful shapes, allowing the sun's rays to play wonderful color games.